industrialization and urbanization in the late 19th century. Technological innovations transformed the United States from an agrarian to an increasingly industrial and urbanized society. Invention fever. The late 19th century was an energetic era of inventions and entrepreneurial spirit. Encouraged by Great Britain's Industrial Revolution, and eager for economic development in the wake of the Civil War, business investors sought the latest ideas upon which they could capitalize, both to transform the nation as well as to make a personal profit. Electric power production. The development of commercial electricity by the close of the century permitted more industries to concentrate in cities, away from the previously essential water power. In turn, newly arrived immigrants sought employment in new urban factories. From 1880 to 1920, the number of industrial workers in the nation quadrupled from 2.5 million to over 10 million. Communication technologies. Advancements in communications matched the pace of growth seen in industry and home life. In 1858, British and American crews laid the first transatlantic cable lines, enabling messages to pass between the United States and Europe in a matter of hours. The telephone was first patented by Alexander Graham Bell in 1876, and by 1900, 1.35 million telephones were in use in the United States. Technology was bringing the country into closer contact, changing forever the rural isolation that had defined America since its beginnings. Steel production. Perhaps the most important industrial advancement of the era came in the production of steel. After the Civil War, two new processes allowed for the creation of furnaces large enough and hot enough to melt the wrought iron needed to produce large quantities of steel at increasingly cheaper prices. These two new processes were the Bessemer process and the open hearth process. The steel industry rapidly became the cornerstone of the American economy. The growth of business. Business leaders at the end of the 19th century were the linchpins that turned inventors' ideas into industrial growth. John D. Rockefeller. Rockefeller was a leading tycoon in the oil refinery industry. His business integration model helped his Standard Oil Company to control nearly 95% of all oil refining businesses in the country by 1879. He also created a new legal entity, known as a trust. In this arrangement, a small group of trustees possess legal ownership of a business that they operate for the benefit of other investors. By 1905, 1% of the country's businesses controlled over 40% of the nation's economy. Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie was a steel magnate who had the prototypical rags-to-riches story. As a boy, Carnegie recognized the importance of industry, particularly steel, to the future of the country. By the end of the century, his steel enterprise was running an annual profit in excess of $40 million. He insisted on up-to-date machinery and equipment, and constantly pushed for innovation. He was also a champion of philanthropy and believed that America's leading tycoons owed a debt to society. J.P. Morgan. Morgan was born to wealth and became much wealthier as an investment banker, making wise financial decisions in support of the hard-working entrepreneurs building their fortunes. His most notable investment, and greatest consolidation, was in the steel industry, when he bought out Andrew Carnegie in 1901 for $500 million. Morgan was lauded for the efficiency and modernization he brought to investment banking practices, as well as for his philanthropy and support of the arts. Henry Ford. Henry Ford's advances in mass production through assembly line efficiency created a truly affordable automobile, the Model T Ford. He was able to lower the Model T's price from $850 in 1908 to $300 in 1924. This made car ownership a possibility for many Americans. The regulation of business. As industrialization progressed rapidly, both state and federal government attempted to regulate business. Wabash, St. Louis and Pacifica RV, Illinois, 1886. In this case, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the state of Illinois for passing Granger laws controlling railroad rates. The court found such laws to be unconstitutional. Their argument held that states did not have the authority to control interstate commerce. The Interstate Commerce Act, 1887, This law created the Interstate Commerce Commission, ICC, to oversee railroad prices and ensure that they remained reasonable to all customers, not just to big businesses. Although the act eventually provided for real regulation of the railroad industry, initial progress was slow due to the lack of enforcement power held by the ICC. The Sherman Antitrust Act, 1890. This law was intended to empower federal prosecutors to ban monopolies as conspiracies against interstate trade. It was largely ineffective, however, as it ran afoul of a conservative, business-friendly Supreme Court. President Roosevelt, the Trust Buster. President Roosevelt was determined to eliminate bad business trusts. In Northern Securities Company v. United States, 1904, the Supreme Court ruled to break up the Northern Securities Trust Company, which included powerful businessmen, like Rockefeller and Morgan, and controlled many of the large Midwestern railroads. Roosevelt immediately moved against other corporations as well, including Rockefeller's Standard Oil Company,